Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Not long ago, I read about a young priest that was pretty new to the ministry, and he was about to lift up the communion cup and bless that cup. It was a big deal. That's an intimate moment in the life of a pastor, a priest, somebody to be able to walk through the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper together. Well, that cup that he was lifting was fancy. It was a choice cup made out of crystal. And when he lifted that cup, it slipped out of his hand and it smashed into a million pieces on the floor. Now, you can just imagine the fear and just the embarrassment that washed over this young priest. And he looked up at the senior priest thinking maybe he's going to be ridiculed, maybe he's going to get in trouble. But instead, here's what the senior priest said. He said, "I never knew there were so many beautiful pieces to reflect the light until the cup was broken." Isn't that beautiful? He went on to say, "How marvelous and beautiful are all the pieces when the light shines on them." Now, I think that's a powerful metaphor for our lives, that yes, when our lives are together, they look good on the outside, but there's something about brokenness. There's something about our lives going through seasons of stress, seasons of failure even, seasons of unexpected things that can feel broken, but can actually reflect the light of God even more. Well, most people don't seek out brokenness, but the truth is today that there are some blessings on the other side of brokenness. Let me give you just four of them today. The first one is number one, on the other side of brokenness, your relationship with God is deeper. God allows us, I believe, to be broken so that he can bless us. Oftentimes, what brokenness does is it causes us to hold on to him and to pray even more and to seek him more than we ever did outside of brokenness. So blessing number one is that relationship goes deeper. Blessing number two is that brokenness is a tool to confront who we really are. Typically, if we're not careful, we'll have this overinflated estimation of how good we're doing and how deep our walk is or how in alignment our lives really are. But moments of brokenness cause us to see who we really are. Because typically in an area of brokenness, we're shocked, we are caught off guard. Sometimes it's an area that we never thought that we'd fail in. And yet on the other side of it, that brokenness helps us to see who we really are. And it's that reality. It's that reality check that brings true healing. And it leads right into this third blessing, is that brokenness brings about lasting change. In all of our lives, there's this yo-yo effect of where we come close to God and then we go far away. We come close to God, we go far away. We come close to God, we make him promises, and then we break the promises. And what happens in brokenness is brokenness helps break that deadly cycle in our life. In fact, brokenness, I think, is God's requirement for maximum usefulness, because typically those that have been wounded the greatest are the ones that are used the greatest. Those that have been wounded deeply are the ones that get used greatly. And so it brings about that lasting change. And then the fourth blessing on the other side of brokenness is that God can use our brokenness in the lives of other people. I've heard it said this way, and I wish I knew who the first person to say this line was. I've heard it several places, but here's the line. We might impress people with our strengths, but we connect with people through our weaknesses. Let me say that again. We might impress people with our strengths, but we connect with them through our weaknesses. And I think that's so true. So often, our temptation is to put on a good face. And what I mean by that is to act like we've got it all together. But the thing that really makes a difference in the lives of other people is not showing them our highlight reel on social media and not acting like we've got it all together, but just being open and honest about the walk that we're going through in our life. And man, it's through those moments that people connect with us and those moments that God could use our brokenness to bring wholeness in the life of somebody else. And so today, I don't know if you feel those pieces. I don't know if you're in the middle of feeling like you're shattered on the floor, but I want to just remind you, maybe gives you some hope today, that there is a blessing that's to be found on the other side of brokenness. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.